didn't I? When you needed me, I was always there and I wasn't high.
Standing in the shadows of love. It's 801 at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits for you. What's in a slogan? I don't know what our slogan for Racine is. There must be a slogan. I should have asked the mayor. If you're planning a trip to Oklahoma, there's a town in the Oklahoma panhandle named Hooker. That's the name of the town, Hooker. Here's their slogan. It's a location, not a vocation. And that's the truth. That's their slogan.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez, and we begin in Washington, where insiders say the pressure on President Biden to abandon his re-election bid is about to skyrocket. Correspondent Major Garrett.
I was told by a senior member of the House Democratic Caucus last night that more and more members will come out today, followed by more and more members, Senate and House members, on Friday. That many had been waiting for the NATO summit to end, not wanting to appear to do anything to undercut American president.
Mr. Biden will hold his first solo news conference in months later today. Former CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
This will be a high-stakes news conference, the president's first real opportunity to show how he can publicly react on his feet. He can expect some tough questions from reporters about his age, his health, and why he wants another 4 years in office, a term that would end when he's 86 years old.
The remnants of Hurricane Beryl are devastating New England this morning. Correspondent Tom Hansen is there.
Catastrophic flooding throughout parts of Vermont. 3 to 5 inches of rain in a matter of hours and leading to dozens of rescues.
We are all anxious right now.
In Barrie, the intense rainfall washed out roads, prompting calls for evacuations. It was exactly 1 year ago that more than 6 inches of rain fell in the same area, causing damage that is still being addressed.
An American Airlines flight was forced to abort takeoff from the airport in Tampa after one of its tires blew out.
Whoa! 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 Whoa!
Video shows emergency crews rushing in as the tire smokes and frays on the tarmac. No one was hurt. American blames a mechanical issue. We'll get a new read on inflation and a better idea of when the Fed may start cutting interest rates when the government releases June CPI index in half an hour. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
As of last month, prices as measured by the Consumer Price Index are almost 23% higher than they were 5 years ago.
In California, the reward has tripled to more than $7,500 for information leading to the conviction of whoever left a German Shepherd on its own in a remote part of Malibu with zip ties around its mouth and its neck. Fleur Dawes is with the group In Defense of Animals.
Anyone with a modicum of empathy can see clearly that that was an intentional way to kill an animal in a very slow and painful death.
A couple of hikers found Argon and called 911. They managed to get the zip tie off of his mouth while they were waiting. The dog is believed to be around 7 years old and is undergoing tests for suspected lymphoma. S&P futures down 7. This is CBS News.
Switch to T-Mobile and save with tons of benefits on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A 37-year-old man was fatally shot by police near Cliffside Park after firing a gun during a standoff yesterday. State investigators are working on gathering all the details. Salmon Arama returns to the Racine Civic Center for its 50th year. The 9-day festival starts tomorrow with fireworks tomorrow night. Kenosha police are hosting a free family swim and water safety event tomorrow at the Washington Park Pool. The public event includes lifeguards and safety experts sharing water safety tips. Milwaukee is preparing for the RNC with road closures, which includes the temporary shutdown of the Hone Bridge. There's also long-term closures on ramps off 794 and 145. The RNC starts Monday. Racine's Harbor Market returns to Monument Square today at 4. It features fresh food, crafts, and live music. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
How about that Toby Myers? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers' Tobias Myers may not be a household name, but if he keeps pitching like he did last night, he will be. Myers, in his best start yet as a rookie, pitched 8 scoreless innings as the Brewers shut out the Pirates 9-0. Myers is the only rookie in the major leagues to do that twice this season.
Just felt good from the beginning. My body felt great today throwing. Everything felt really good. Defense did a heck of a job. Williams, great back there. Never misses a beat.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Contreras from the first inning kept adjusting with him. Third or fourth inning, he found his stuff, and we played great defense behind him. We hit in the clutch. That was the name of the game, and we stayed with it for 9 innings.
Basketball, the NBA has reached a deal to continue to broadcast games on ESPN, ABC, and they're also adding NBC and streaming on Amazon.com. It's a deal worth $76 billion to be paid to the NBA. Not in the plan? TNT Sports, which now has 5 days to make a counteroffer. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 76 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, 64. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a little warmer with a high of 80 into the weekend. A few isolated thunderstorms, warmer, a lot more humid with mid-80s Saturday, low 90s by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Nonetheless, the father remains proud. Dressing in bizarre outfits around the house on the weekends. All fathers essentially dress in the clothing style of the last good year of their lives. Whatever a man was wearing around the time he got married, he freezes that moment in fashion history and rides it out to the end. You see fathers on the street, 05, 91, 83.
Working.
shout at WRJN Local News. Timeless Hits. It's 8:10 on your Thursday morning. I found this story about a famous Dodger Stadium vendor. His name was Roger Owens. He was once told to stop throwing bags of peanuts because it was a safety issue. Even though he was doing it for 60 years, he was disappointed, but he was not going to fight it. The Dodgers ended their peanut tossing in 1976 and 1985, but both times they had to reverse the ban because the fans complained. So maybe this isn't final. Maybe Roger hasn't thrown his last bag of peanuts to the people buying it in the stands. Speaking about baseball, I've got a six-pack of Brewer tickets to give away for this Sunday's game. You can win them coming up in just a moment here at WRJN, Local News and Timeless Hits with Elvis.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out.
Yeah.
Radio Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Kind of a drag.
Couple of hit songs, the Buckinghams, Kind of a Drag, 817 at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. Is it weird to call your in-laws mom and dad when you first got married? Was it kind of strange for you? No, because they're not really your own parents. According to the survey, it's not weird. That's how 27% of married people do it, calling them by their first names, the most popular though. When I first got married, I waited till my in-laws looked at me, and then I spoke to them. Because I didn't know what to say. I couldn't say mom and dad. It just sounded so fake coming from my mouth. So I just waited till they looked at me. And if they didn't look at me, I didn't say anything. Once they looked at me, I started the conversation. Eventually, I had it out with them, and I said, listen, I'm going to call you by your first names. And they said, that's perfectly fine. I was never able to do the mom and dad thing. Because, you know, just, she wasn't my mommy. All right, we've got tickets to give away to the Milwaukee Brewers, the Washington Nationals are going to be in town for a couple of games this weekend. We've got a six-pack of tickets for this Sunday's game. First pitch set for 1:10 in the afternoon. And it's the last series, by the way, before the All-Star break next week. So I've got six tickets right now. So if you have a family, I mean a big family, that you want to take to see the Milwaukee Brewers take on the Nationals Sunday afternoon, give a call right now, excuse me, at 262-634-9756. If you haven't won anything in the past 60 days, 262-634-9756. A six-pack of tickets waiting for you in just a moment here at WRJN.
Hi, this is Earl Ingram. If you're looking for me this morning, I'm still around. You can find me at all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
Seeking the perfect spot to unwind? Kayla's Neighborhood Bar in Racine is the answer. Whether it's a casual night out or a weekend excursion on Kayla's patio, it's the vibe that keeps the neighborhood coming back. Check out Kayla's weekly specials on Facebook and enjoy rail tubs and domestic bottles for $2.50 during happy hour, which is weekdays from 2 till 6 p.m. Good times are guaranteed at Kayla's Neighborhood Bar on Lathrop Avenue, just north of 21st Street. Mention this week's code word cocktail to get your second drink for free.
Lee's Deli has been serving up Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? From a classic turkey and cheese to the signature Godfather sub, Lee's Deli gives your lunch, dinner, or special occasion the premium fresh ingredients that make your mouth sing with every bite. Lee's Deli provides an experience that leaves you not just full, but fully satisfied. Visit them on Washington Avenue or the new leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options 7 days a week.
Got real work to do. Metal supermarkets will help you get it done fast. With a huge variety of metals in stock, we can help no matter what job comes your way. And we cut to size, because just like taxes and BS, we think metal is better when cut. Metal supermarkets, the convenience stores for metal. Find a store or shop online at metalsupermarkets.com.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at the Personal Touch by Julie, Racine's trusted experts in floral artistry for over 40 years. They deliver beautiful, handcrafted arrangements right to your doorstep. It's an experience that boasts unparalleled floral designs stemming from family traditions. On the corner of Spring Street and Newman Road in Mount Pleasant, go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
If you're looking for the talk show lineup from Civic Media, you can still find it on air and online. The entire statewide Civic Media schedule can be heard clearly on AM 540 WAUK or on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram, 8 till 10. Jay Matinair, 10 to noon. Todd Alba, noon till 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 until 4. And the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6 weekdays. Here on WRJN, we've refreshed our commitment to local news and features and answered your calls to bring back the timeless hits. WRJN on AM and FM, 99.9 and 98.1 FM, and as always on the historic 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits.
WRJN. Hey, congratulations. Jared's on the line with me. Hey, Jared.
Hey, how you doing?
Where am I calling here? It sounds like you're in Times Square in New York City.
Oh, no, I'm just in Sturdivant.
Okay. It sounded very busy. All right, we got 6 tickets for you to see the Brewers take on the Washington Nationals this Sunday. First pitch set for 1:10 p.m. I like the way they put p.m. there. No, it's 1:10 in the morning, the first pitch. Yeah, no, 1:10 in the afternoon. It's the last series before the All-Star break. You got a series of a set of 6 tickets. Now, do you know five other people to go?
Yes, I do.
See, if I had to pick 5 people, I'd have a problem. I don't have a lot of friends. So...
No. They'd say, I got the opposite. I got plenty of people to go.
Well, see, I would say, well, what are you going to do with the extra seat? I'm going to put my feet up. I'm just going to stretch out on the seat. What do you think I'm going to do with the extra seat? Well, we're going to get you the tickets, and you enjoy the game, and thank you for listening. By the way, do you listen on the AM or FM side of WRJN?
FM.
Okay, that's what I thought. 91. Yeah, a lot of people do that, too. All right, thank you, Jared. You enjoy the game, and thank you for listening to WRJN, all right?
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too, my friend. All right. Everly Brothers, local news, timeless hits at WRJN.
Bye, bye, love. Bye, bye, happiness. Hello, loneliness. I think I'm gonna cry. Bye, bye, love. Bye, bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness. I feel like I could die. Bye, bye, my love, goodbye. There goes my baby with someone new. She sure looks happy, I sure am blue. She was my baby till he stepped in. Goodbye to romance, that might have been. Bye-bye happiness, hello love.
think I'm gonna cry.
I do love that line. Hey, question. When did parents stop singing lullabies to their kids 30 years ago? Yeah, because a poll found a lot of young parents don't know them well enough to sing them to their own kids today. 2,000 millennial parents were polled. Only half know the words to Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, Ba Ba Black Sheep, Row, Row, Row Your Boat, and Rockabye Baby. Now, I told you I learned to play the piano. I know how to play Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, so I'm one of the people that know the song because I could play it on the piano, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. I don't think my parents ever sang to me when I was a kid. I don't think they ever read to me or sang to me. My brother read to me. My wife reads to me now, but I don't think they ever sang to me. I don't think they were much singing parents. We did a ton of great stuff, but I don't think nursery rhymes and songs We're part of it. I'm Don Rosen, and this is Local News and Timeless Hits WRJN. Let's check the news now from Civic Media.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Nearly all of Wisconsin's public water systems met all quality standards last year. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources annual drinking water report says 99% of systems were up to code in 2023. Wisconsin water systems got $155 million from the bipartisan infrastructure law last year. If President Biden wins re-election, he might have down-ballot Democrats to thank. State Representative Greta Neubauer says the reverse coattails effect is part of the Democratic strategy this year.
It is the work of State Assembly and State Senate candidates to lift up the rest of the ticket, and our candidates continue to do that.
Democrats say their candidates in state and local races in battleground states are outperforming Biden, which could end up helping him come November. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The man shot by police after firing a gun in Cliffside Park yesterday was pronounced dead at the scene. The 37-year-old man was fatally shot following a tense standoff that began when a bystander reported seeing him lying on a walking path. The incident escalated when the man reportedly fired a gun, prompting officers to take cover. TMJ4 reports that the man killed was the son of a woman who had died in a house fire in Racine Monday. We're working on learning more. Salmon Arama returns to the Racine Civic Center for its 50th year, and it starts tomorrow. Organizers hope to return the festival to what it once was, with many of the old things becoming new again. In addition to the fishing, there's a full 9-day festival complete with food vendors, daily live music, and an arts and crafts fair. Those organizers have worked out a 5-year deal with 5K Events to keep the contest at the Civic Center. Salmon-O-Rama kicks off tomorrow afternoon with fireworks tomorrow night. Police are using a pool in Kenosha to keep kids safe. The Kenosha Police Department is hosting a free family swim and water safety instruction event tomorrow night. That'll be held at the Washington Park Pool. It's open to the public, with lifeguards and safety experts sharing tips for being safe in the water. It's a Harbor Market Day in Racine. The downtown market gets up and running at 4 this afternoon in Monument Square. There's fresh food, arts and crafts, and live music. Recommended parking is in the downtown parking ramps. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 76 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, 64. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a little warmer with a high of 80 into the weekend. A few isolated thunderstorms, warmer, a lot more humid with mid-80s Saturday, low 90s by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
My brothers and sisters and I had this babysitter named Veronica when we were kids, and I was in love with her. I was in love with Veronica. She would babysit us on Saturday nights. And in my head, when I was a little kid, I thought that Veronica was like 25, 30 years old. I was just talking to my mom the other week. I found out that when I was 10, Veronica was 13. So why was she in charge? All she could do was dial the telephone a little better than I could. 13 when I'm 10, that's just like hiring a slightly bigger child. That would be like if you're going out of town for the week and you paid a horse to watch your dog. Here is the number where we'll be, and here's where we keep the dog food, and you're a horse. Why do people do that? People always shush animals. They go, hey, shh, shh, shh. They've never spoken.
When I was a little boy, the devil called my name.
When I was just a boy,
I say now, who do you think you're fooling?
When I was just a boy,
I'm a consecrated boy.
When I was just a boy,
singer in Sunday choir. Oh, my mama loves me, she loves me. She get down on her knees and hug me.
She rocked me like a rock, oh baby, she don't love me.
She loved me, loved me, loved me, loved me. When I was grown to be a man,
and the devil would call my name.
Oh, man.
I say now, who do? Who do you think you're fooling?
Oh, man.
I'm a consummated man. Statue of purity. My mama loves me. She loves me. She get down on her knees and hug me. Oh, she loves me like a rock. She rocked me like the rock of ages. I love me. She loved me, loved me, loved me, loved me.
And if I was the president, the minute the Congress called my name,
say now, who do you think you're fooling?
Right out the president, you see you. I'm up on the presidential podium.
My mama loves me, she loves me. She get down on her knees and hug me.
Oh, she loved me like a rock. She rocked me like the rock of ages. I love me.
She loved me, loved me.
News and timeless hits from WRG and Paul Simon. Loves me like a rock. It's time for Odd But True. Remember the movie Meet the Fockers? Well, the Motion Picture Association of America would not allow the use of the name Focker unless the filmmakers can find an actual person with that last name. And apparently they did. Partly sunny weather today with a high near 76 right now. Cloudy and 69 degrees right here at Radio Park. Hey, Gary Lewis and the Playboys. Don't you know she's just my style?
Every time I see her, she don't even look my way. Maybe she will notice me, but then what would I say? I would say what's on my mind, but the words are hard to find. But
Hey, you plan on flying on vacation this summer? Three TSA agents in Miami arrested for stealing stuff from passengers during security screenings. Happens more than you think, because I saw this, it wasn't a sting operation, but they caught this guy stealing a laptop from one of the people going through security. And the way they found him was, this had a like a Find My Phone type thing on it, where they were able to find out exactly where this computer was. So they come to his house, they ring the doorbell, and they explain that they're looking for this computer. So, I don't know what you're talking about. And they show him on the phone, it's in your house. We can see it on the map. They walk in, there's the computer he's using. He got arrested. I mean, people are just so stupid.
There she was, just walking down the street singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Holding my hand just as natural as can be singing. We walked on. Single day singing.
Down. Never had schooling, but it taught me well with its smooth southern style. 3 months later, I'm a gal in trouble, and I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, I haven't seen him for a while. Oh. She was born in the wagon of a traveling show. Her mama had to dance for the money they'd throw. Grandpa do whatever he could.
bottles of Dr. Good. GMC is class and thief. We hear it from the people of the town. They call us GMC is class and thief. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down.
Cher. You know, she still looks good. I saw her at the Christmas show on NBC this past season. Still has a great voice, looks great, and she still does well. You know, her mother was on I Love Lucy. A lot of people don't remember this. You ever see her mother on I Love Lucy, Cher's mother?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, she was.
New.
I'll tell you what episode she was on. She was on the episode where Lucy and the Mertzes go to Europe, which, you know, they were supposedly going to Europe.
That one?
And they're sitting there at an outdoor table, and there's a fashion show going on with some very odd hats and coats they're wearing. Cher's mother was one of the models that walked by on I Love Lucy.
Oh, my God. I did not know
that. You come here, you learn a little bit.
Don, this changed my life.
You come here ignorant, you leave brilliant. You like that. It's 8:49 at WRJN Radio. Looking for a partly sunny day today with a high near 76. Right now it's cloudy and 69 degrees here at Radio Park.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? All roads lead to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese, pepperoni, and sausage pizza to golden fried chicken and signature hot sandwiches and calzones, Ferraro's satisfies every lunch and dinner craving. July's pizza of the month is the buffalo chicken, buffalo sauce, premium chicken, and mozzarella. Also, make sure you ask for ranch on the side. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
At Uline, they know going the extra mile takes hard work. For companies pushing to go further, Uline will go the distance with you. 24/7, they answer the phone to get you the shipping and industrial supplies you need. Business can move fast. Unexpected large orders, adverse weather, new safety guidelines, and changing economic trends. Uline works hard keeping 41,000 items ready to ship, minimizing detours on your way to the extra mile. Visit Uline.com.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
WRJN. Some tips from some fitness pros here on what they do when they don't feel like working out. They commit to doing just a few minutes. They blast some good music before getting started, and they find a fun way to move, like dancing around the living room. Or you can do what I do when I don't feel like working out. I turn on reruns of Dateline and sit on the couch, or I listen to Cindy Huber. She's coming up next. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining us here today. It's 8:58 at WRJN, local news and timeless hits.